Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It has been a while. Brother Sam is here. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, it has.
Went over spring break and now we're back and better than ever.
Yep. Yeah, I think maybe at least the teens and I know myself had some downtime, so that was
lucky.
That was a good
you
thing.
Guys.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
You just kept stride, didn't you? Just kept right on. Now, yeah. Now let's see though. Did you have some vacation? Were you doing?
Yeah, it was over the weekend. We went up on Friday after work. Went up to my my mom's parents up in New Jersey. So spent Easter with them.
Nice.
Up, so
yeah, well that's good. Okay, well you're here, which is a great thing. And as always, I hope that you brought something funny to say.
Well, let me tell you, Brother Scott. I do have a few things.
Oh, great. Love it.
I feel like the dad jokes were so good the other week, or at least in my opinion they were. I'm going to keep rolling with that.
Yeah, let's keep rolling.
You know, I can see
if it ain't
the
broke.
The anticipation in your face right now of like whether to be excited or dreading what's about to happen.
Yes, right. All right. Cautiously gleeful.
So a friend of mine started a boat building business up in his attic. Yeah, sales are going through the roof.
Yeah, I got that one pretty good.
Let's see here. The other day, I accidentally ran into a guy who once sold me an antique globe a while back. It's a small world.
It's a small world. I like it. Yep. I like that. That's good. I like that one better than the first one.
I was a little disappointed earlier today. I made myself some nice lunch, and it was a Hawaiian pizza. But unfortunately, I burnt it. I think I should have used a Aloha temperature.
Ah, yes. I got the Aloha in there. That's good.
All right, and final one. Okay. You can congratulate me because I took the job as the head of Old McDonald's Farm.
Hmm.
My title is the CIEIO.
I like that one. Some of the teams may not get that one, but that is really good.
I thought that was good. Good one to end on.
Yeah, that was excellent. That's excellent. Okay, thanks for that.
Of course.
I think we're all woke up and ready.
Oh, yes.
Now for
so
Amos
ready.
Chapter 6, some good Bible prophecy and
minor prophets.
Got some important messages here from God's messengers, and we're going to look at that. Amos chapter 6, but before we get there, I want to mention our verse that we have been working on this past week. It's Proverbs 12. And verse 24, the Bible says this, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." Unique principle here. Proverbs 12, verse 24, "The hand of the Lord shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." And you get an opportunity one last time to say the memory verse in team time for points, as points end tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they got the Impact Banquet on Saturday.
Like,
so
if you haven't said a verse this year, what is this?
This is
less than 20 words.
It's easy.
Think of what you could do for your team, for yourself.
Yeah.
Just say it, people.
Yeah,
just say
all
it
the reason in the world to jump in and make it happen. So let's go to Amos chapter 6. And Brother Sam, would you read to us our verse that is a point of conversation tonight?
Absolutely. Amos chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 6. And the Bible says, "That drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph."
Yeah, okay. Now, before we jump into this conversation...
We need context.
Yeah,
here.
We do. Yeah. Let's set the stage, all right? So, if you've been reading through Amos, you understand that starts off telling us a little bit about Amos. He was actually a herdsman, so he's a little different than some of the other minor prophets, but he's a spokesperson for God. And he uses this man to take an important message to... Israel and Judah, in fact, which happens to be split right now. This is a unique time in the history of Israel in that Solomon has just finished his reign, and trouble comes to the house of Solomon. And in that, Rehoboam takes the leadership. He's making some bad decisions. the people aren't liking it, and then you have this split. So God's people are now involved in a civil war, Israel and Judah. You've got the northern tribes those 10 tribes go, and then the other two stay, and you've got this division that happens now in the Lord, and it's really a sad thing, because under Solomon, you just saw some really positive things, and we're going to talk about some of that today, but nonetheless, it's just God's people are just not at a really great place.
And thus, you see how quickly things can go downhill too, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, were David and Solomon perfect? No. But you saw where they were heading, and they were following after God.
Yeah, God's blessing.
Absolutely. Yep. And then just in one generation, it's crazy how quickly.
So true.
We have to be vigilant. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
and I think it's really important to this conversation that we go back to, you know, what is God's expectation of these people? And it's really pretty simple when we just boil it down to that. And that it was just simply God's expectation was that these people would follow him. Mm-hmm. That was the expectation he had for them. And they've complicated it beyond measure by pursuing things outside of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so now they're in a spot. But let's, before we move on to notice the spot that they've sort of found themselves in, let's just pause and remember that is God's will, not only for these people at this time, but that's God's will for us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we occupy that place where, you know, our glory should be in the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, for all areas of living. And for us in these New Testament times, we could say in the church age, that's doing the things he's asked us to, you know, going to church, honoring him with our lives at work, in the workplace, and at home, and putting him first in all areas of living, and bringing glory to him.
Right.
That's what he wants. That's what he desires of us. And no matter what day it is, we got to wake up with that in mind. Now, let's get to what the problem is here. And Brother Sam, tell us what happens next in this passage.
Sure. If you look and going back into verse 4, let's start there.
Yep.
It's talking about the what the people are doing right now.
Okay.
And so basically says the people, in verse 4 it says that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
Yeah. Yes. So what's happening here?
Pleasure. They're turning to essentially their affluence.
I mean,
David and Solomon, this set them up. Well, obviously not just them. God bless them.
Yes.
But that kingdom, those reigns of, you know, David and Solomon, they are wealthy people.
Yes.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they've not had extreme, you know, poverty that they've had to deal with.
Right.
And so right now they're just falling back on those things that God has blessed them with.
Yes.
Which is, it's nothing wrong with enjoying the blessings of God.
Yeah.
But this is enjoying the blessings of God without acknowledging God and still turning to him.
Yeah.
They've replaced God with the things that he's given them.
Yeah. And that's good. Interesting, as you read those verses, the interesting, you know, there are different things that are mentioned here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're being accused of their lying on their beds of ivory, right? Mm-hmm. Stretch themselves upon their couches, eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out. So he's going through categories like, all right, you've got your houses, you've got your stuff, you've got your good food. You know, what does he say in verse 5 here?
Got music.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? He's like, you got your goods, you got your music.
I think it's interesting that it even says, and invent to themselves instruments of you. Like, they're like coming up with, you know, new instruments and, you know.
Right. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's try this.
Right.
Let's, so they're, which, correct me if I'm wrong, some of these things that are mentioned are not bad.
No, they're being innovative.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it really comes down to, because these things are not bad in themselves, you know, what they're putting first, and that's where they're misprioritizing.
Well, and that's where it comes into with verse 6, because everything that they're saying, it's like, okay, it's, you know, they're acting like, you know, they're celebrating, you know, a victory or something,
yes.
And it's like, okay, well, this is fine for, like, if you're having, like, a period of feast time or whatever, but then it says, okay, but through all of this, they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
Yeah.
So, Brother Scott, let's interpret, what does that exactly mean when it says they're not grieved for the affliction of Joseph? That terminology, what does that mean?
So, Jacob here is, it's basically just another name for Israel.
Okay.
Okay, so there should be in these people a sickening, a reckoning for what is going on in Israel. This is a divided kingdom, was never God's will for these people. And yet they're divided. They divided themselves and they are just as happy in that divided state.
It makes you look like they're completely okay with this.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, and you kind of look back and think of, obviously, we've never gone through a period of civil war, but as far as in our lifetime, but we can look back and you hear, you know, you read, you know, either commentaries or biographies of going through the Civil War.
Yes.
And it was such a stressful time for the United States, right?
Yeah, right.
And it was not a time of celebrating.
No.
But that's kind of what you're seeing here from how they're reacting. So just really, really strange response to what's going on.
Very strange. Very strange. And it's, you know, it's interesting here. Their reaction is opposite of what it should be.
Right.
And that really leads us, I think, into our last point here, which they really refused to consider the pain the state that they were in as a country or even as individuals. They just refused to do it. And so by refusing to do that, they compensated for the pain that was there by doing what?
Just going after, you know, those pleasures.
Yeah.
Right. They're just turning to that instead of turning to God.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and to me, one of the things that it just so, I guess, typical, you know, and that we can see in our day and time, you know, is the Bible says there in verse 6, they're drinking wine in bowls, right?
So, say in glasses
it's
or cups.
Not a
That's
cup.
A good point. That's a
I
good
mean,
point.
I mean, they're pouring it on.
Yeah.
They are pouring it on, and they're doing. Why do people do that today?
They try to drown themselves in alcohol to forget their problems.
To forget, yes, the pain that is in their heart.
It numbs them.
They don't forget
what's going on.
Yeah,
they're like in a completely different state of reality. They're not in reality.
Yes,
for that
time. Right. Yeah. And how ugly that gets.
Yeah.
I mean, how grotesque.
Well, it's a sad existence too when you're turning to that because you're trying to pull yourself out of the reality that you're living in instead of fixing the root problem.
Right.
Right. You're just trying to ignore the problem by, you know, make believing that it's not there.
Yes.
And to an extent, you know, alcohol or drugs or whatever people turn to might be able to give them that satisfaction temporarily, but in the end, it's only making things worse.
Yeah. No. And some people just go from one drink to the next, right? And they become alcoholic, and they don't want to think about the pain. They don't want to think about anything. So they pleasure themselves sometimes to death, right?
I mean,
and it's a really, really sad thing. But God's will here for His people, they were not too far gone. They were not, you know, in a place where they could not turn back to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that was his hope, and that's why Amos is there. You know, Amos he doesn't have the respect of the people, but he's a messenger with a really important message and a message that they needed to hear. And maybe that's a message that we need to hear.
Yeah. You know? I love that the heart of God, like God's heart through this originally, even before they turned from him, the whole time stayed the same. And that I just want you to be close to me, to follow what I've asked of you and to have fellowship with me and turn to me to look for me and give me the glory for what's going on in your lives, right?
Yeah.
And Israel turns away from him. They look to their own pleasures, but God doesn't give up and say, oh, well, now I'm, you know, his desire is still the same.
Yes.
He still wants the same thing. He still wants the fellowship. He wants them to turn to him.
Yes.
And that never changes You know, and that same God has the exact same desire for us, right?
Yes, he does.
No matter what situation we go through, no matter what failures, we come up with, you know, he still wants us and is ready and open with arms open to, for us to come back to him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I think the other thing, too, that we can take away from this is that, you know, the Lord has a purpose for pleasure. And that pleasure comes through his purposes.
Absolutely.
You know, and those would be enjoyed through him and under his leadership.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, right. And when that gets switched around, it takes us to bad places.
Right.
Now, the reason they're doing what they are is because, again, they don't want to reckon with some things that need to be reckoned with. And sometimes we can do the same thing. Sometimes I don't want to think about it. I'm just gonna go hang out with my friends.
Yep.
You know, I'm just gonna get online. I'm gonna watch a movie. I'm just gonna watch another movie. You know, we entertain ourselves to the point where we don't deal with things that we should deal with, and sometimes that's slothfulness. You know, slothfulness is just I don't want to do it. I'm gonna put it off, and we can have that in school. We can have that in, you know, dealing with problems. But Amos draws our attention, you know, to something very important. That we have to look at and make application to all of our lives. So, important message. Let's do more than just hear it, though. Let's act on it. Let's not allow this to be our story. Okay, well, I think that's it for today, and our time is done. But just want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Want to mention our teenager of the day is Melody. So we're praying for you, Melody, and hope the Lord gives you a great Wednesday in Him. Brother Sam, thanks as always
for
joining us.
Yep.
And I guess we'll see our listeners next time.
Next time. Yep. See you guys.